Did you hit? Because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna.
Morena, I'm glad you're talking about Jarvis because the book that I'm reviewing gives me a bit of a common people vibe.
Hey. Ooh, cool. Okay.
So I've been thinking of that song while reading this book, which is called Victory Park by Rachel Kerr. It's published by Makaro Press, and they published Owe by Becky Manawatu.
They've had a good year then.
Yeah, they've had a great year. And this came out kind of recently, and it's set in Wellington, and it's about this woman called Cara. She's a single mum who lives in the Victory Park Council flats, which Rachel Kerr has since said that it's based in Newtown.
Right.
And the flats have this collection of characters that all get along pretty well, and Cara looks after other people's kids. That's the way that she makes her income. But the big news is that there's a new resident in the flats called Bridget, and she's living there because her husband has been caught running a Ponzi scheme. So she's like lost her gazillions and has to move in with the commoners.
The common people.
And so Cara has already met Bridget. Their sons are a similar age. And I guess despite Bridget's kind of rich lady amusement of how everybody lives.
Oh, how quaint.
Temporary situation she's got herself in. Cara's quite drawn into her world and starts to just hang out with her. So this is quite a subtle novel, and these characters really gleam off the page, and the writing is really observational of that really domestic life, and especially capturing how, in Cara's case, the lack of money dominates all aspects of your life. So you're weighing the cost of the bus, of whether you have fish and chips and where you walk, etc., etc. And there's no end to it. It's not like this little bubble you're in.
Falling on hard times, pull ourselves back eventually kind of thing. It's,
but it's
the poverty cycle.
It's it. And her mum is kind of in a similar situation, and they and it's just never ending. So this is completely different to Bridget, obviously.
Mm.
And her attitude to money is just so throwaway, or taking time off work. And I think Cara's a little bit drawn in as a bit of a social experiment, because she doesn't particularly get treated well by her, and she gets little insights into that way the other half live,
of
visits to the old house and the holiday house, and meeting some old friends and stuff, which I think, you know, I've in my time have been drawn into that as well.
Some people are magnetic even though it's not good for you.
Yeah, you totally. Know what I mean? You just want to be like, How do you live? What is this?
What's going on over in this world over here?
Yeah, and I think it's quite a commonplace narrative in a lot of books and TV shows. So from like The Secret History to The OC, you've got the poorer character coming in and observing it all and trying to fit in. But I think what really drives you as a reader in this book is that you know it's going to blow up.
Mm.
And there's that Schadenfreude thing in you that you know Bridget's going to like come off pretty badly, and you want to watch her fail, but also like, how involved is she with this Ponzi scheme?
Right.
Yeah.
And what did she know, or is she just completely ignorant? Like, what is that life? There's this really great line where Bridget's ex-husband Martin, who's just like such a knob, talks to Cara and describes the way she lives as like, it's like you live at the bottom of the sea. Like, it's but it's also amusing to them. Bridget is one of those characters. She has no final responsibility on anything, and Cara kind of naturally comes in and takes on the role of picking up her shit, really.
Yeah.
So, it's just, I really enjoyed it. I was reading it at the right time, and I just wanted to come back to it, and it was just like quite gentle, but so interesting and really relatable. And it doesn't tie everything up really neatly. It just has these loose threads. It really trusts the reader. And it's such a celebration of the single mum and caregivers, and who raise just really nice children and live quietly and simply, and not because it's self-care, it's because there's no other option. This is her first novel.
Oh, wow.
And I just thought it was great. Makaro Press doing awesome stuff.
Truly.
So this is Rachel Kerr's Victory Park. You've sold me on it. I'm going to...
Oh, good.
This sounds amazing.
I mean,
Oh no, I was going to say, how much is it? Absolutely,
you read
beat
my
me to
mind.
It.
It's $35, and I think it's a really great Christmas present because I just think giving a New Zealand novel away at Christmas is
absolutely
great. It's locally distributed, it's easy to get, and I think it's a nice little gem to give to someone, and they would maybe not have quite heard of it yet.
Yeah.
But she's being reviewed all over the place, and so I think she's getting some good buzz.
Awesome. As you say, universal story, but from a New Zealand perspective.
Exactly. Yeah, I think there will be things that people really relate to it.
Yeah. It's always really nice as well, I think, especially if you live in Auckland or you've ever spent any time in Wellington. It's always kind of nice to read about other parts of the country, get this like little window in on those moments as well, because we have, for a small country, we have these like specific things that happen in our different towns, and I think that will be quite an interesting part as well, kind of honing on Newtown as an interesting suburb.
Totally. And Kieran actually interviewed Rachel Kerr in the last weekend's Canvas, and what Rachel said was that she felt like Newtown was such a hub of where that could actually happen, because
totally,
there's such different mixed incomes living there and different, yeah. So I think it's really believable.
Yeah. It's actually our last loose read with you before we have Christmas, amazingly.
I just realised this yesterday. I can't get over it because it doesn't even feel like December, and yeah.
Well, thank you for being a good one, as per always, Jenna.
I love being here. I just love it.
And we've had some lovely texts as well. Someone just said, oh, I love these reviews. I've read some great books as a result of this, so thank you.
Aww,
and I absolutely second that. And we'll see you in the new year.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be better time next year.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
That was Loose Reads.